Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson here. I'm your host. And this is the show where we help our big impact entrepreneurs and leaders who are on a mission to make a big positive impact in the world with their products, their services, their gifts, whatever it is that you bring. And that's the uniqueness of our audience is, yes, you want to make money in your business, but you also want to make a big positive impact in the lives of others. And that's who we love to work with. Now, today's guest also loves to work with those kind of people. And today, you know, when you're on that mission to make that big positive impact, there's all the things you're going to do in your business. There's obstacles, there's challenges, there's wins, all of that. And we're going to talk today about how to really use your intuition more and trust your instincts, trust your gut, whatever you want to call it. And we'll let our guest dial that in for us. But you're going to have these thoughts and feelings as you go. And how do you use that to drive your mission forward? So today we have Terry Wildeman here with me today. And Terry, I'm so happy to have you here today.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. Looking forward to what is going to happen.
Exactly. And just let that unfold as it does. And I know you and I were talking before this and we've had a previous conversation and whatever, you know, whatever we're guided to do today, I think is where we want to go and leading by example, I think. So, well, Terry, thank you. And let's go ahead and just tell everybody a little bit more about yourself and the work that you do. And we'll go from there.
Thank you so much. Well, I am the founder of Intuitive Leadership and Shiftology. And I love working with CEOs, entrepreneurs, executives, professionals who have been in their roles for quite a long time, yet they've achieved all their goals. Yet when their feet hit the floor in the morning, they realize that something is missing. And my clients call me the intuitive truth detective because I can get to the core of what's missing pretty quickly. And helping leaders, especially in today's environment, to really work with all of their gifts is absolutely crucial because life is going so fast. Things are happening around us. And if we're not present and centered, we can miss a whole lot of stuff that would benefit us in making some of the decisions that we do make on a day-to-day basis as a leader.
I love that. You know, we call our audience big impact entrepreneurs or big impact leaders. And that's our way of describing sort of a mindset or what really drives them. And, you know, obviously in business, we want to make money. But what's unique about our audience is that they would prioritize the impact over profitability. And I think that that can lead to some internal conflict. It can lead to some mismatch when you were focused on strategy and KPIs and tactics. But we started our business because of this burning desire to do good in the world. And what are you noticing from the people that you're working with when they first come to you? What are they struggling with?
Well, let me describe this, if I may. I think it'll give you an idea. One of my recent clients was a client 20 years ago. And when I owned my leadership center. And I get this email and he said, Terry, I need you. I need your spirituality. I need your groundedness. Okay. So we started working together again and he started getting grounded. He started getting focused. And what was interesting was he was very nervous about the bottom line because in his industry, things were a little bit slow. And just after a couple weeks, in 1 week's time, he ended up attracting like 4 new contracts because he was in alignment. He was coherent. He got himself to a place where he got out of fear. Because a lot of us have FOMO, fear of missing out. And that fear of missing out is actually a detriment to your success because you're so worried about what everybody else is on the outside versus what's going on intuitively on the inside. And I'm thrilled to say that he's in a phenomenal place because what I helped him do, because he's a very practical, tactical, and logical person, I helped him tap into the intuitive, the energetic, and the spiritual, which is what he got called me for. And it is now harmonized in a way that even we organized his entire staff and business and what they were doing, whatever, in an hour. Boom, 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 done. Didn't have a huge team, but the team was large enough. There were certain people that were that needed to be moved in different positions, and I was able to intuitively guide him, and it felt really good because he could see how bringing out the skill sets of those people in those specific jobs elevated the business from where it was to where it is.
Amazing. You know, I said earlier that sometimes there's this juggling act, or even sometimes a conflict between the logical, you know, the practical, where the tactical, all of these things. And I think in business, we're often taught to have a strategy, and, you know, there's particular tactics that we're going to employ from time to time. And, you know, what do you find with, you know, so there's those are all the external things, but then there's the internal factors that you just described. Right. What are you noticing with the journey of leaders when they come to you? Are they already realizing that there's an internal need, or are you having to kind of like point them in that direction? Because we're just, as business owners, sometimes we get just so focused on the external.
Well, if you remember what I said, where these are folks who put their feet on the ground in the morning and they know something's missing. The something missing is usually connecting with our inner guidance, connecting with our inner wisdom. And the reason for that is because as children, we are born with all of these gifts. We are born with them. Some of us prefer to work with the practical and the tactical and the logical more. Others of us are a little bit more on the other side, the emotional, the spiritual, and the energetic. Those folks I got to pull out of the ethers, especially if they're a business owner. I need to really pull them out of the ethers to get into the practical, because they're both extremes can compromise a business. You know, so if you're solely focused on the practical and the logical, you're missing out on certain things when it comes to your employees. You're missing out on how to work with salespeople. You're missing out on how to work with a client from a heart-centered perspective. You're missing out on possibilities and opportunities because you're seeing things through just one lens. It's the same thing with the spiritual and the intuitive, as I was saying. Some of them, I have to pull them out of the ethers because they're so up here and they don't want to do the business stuff because it's hard. The folks who are practical and tactical don't want to do the heart-centered stuff because it's hard, and they have to connect with their emotions. And oh, God forbid you connect with your emotion. No, 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 no. And you were taught that as a kid, you know, and a lot of it is cultural. A lot of it is the way the parents were born. They're all, you know, it's things that we have experienced in schools. So when we go to that space of merging both, and there's tools and techniques that I use to merge them both, there's this, aha, it's this, wow, okay, I didn't think about that. Well, think, notice the word, think. So how do you feel? Oh, my goodness, I'm not sure how I feel. Take a look at what you just wrote on your paper. It's different. And exactly. It's different. And because it's different, it allows you to look at things from a different perspective. So the folks that I work with, some of them struggle with that because it's change. You know, all of us, depending on our behavior styles, some people love change. Other people, they run away from change. They do everything possible to keep the same, keep the container, the lid on the container very tight because they don't want to change anything. And unfortunately, that can get you stuck. So their intuition is screaming at them to step out of the external container that they built for themselves, step into the internal container and step out of the what I call the matrix. You know, when you're in the matrix, you're doing what everybody else wants you to do. But when you focus here, the inner guidance system, you begin to step out of the matrix, listen to how your body feels, listen to the images that come, the words that come, what you know to be true, the feelings that you have, and step into a world of freedom and confidence, competence, and credibility. And when you do that, your leadership explodes. Your business starts to get better and better every day because you're attracting to yourself like-minded people. and you're attracting customers that are like-minded. And you don't want employees to be exactly like you in a behavior style perspective. You want them to have different behavior styles for different tasks in the organization. But when you intuitively choose folks because they fit a specific need that you have in your business, and your gut is screaming at you, yes, hire, hire, hire. But I don't like to use the word but, and on paper, it's like, oh, this isn't a fit, but your gut is saying yes, trust your gut.
Yeah, and I think that is something that I have definitely struggled with at certain times, especially with the really important decisions, right? Yeah. And it can really trigger someone's analytical side, right? You just want to make sure that you're making the right decision and all of that. And yeah, that moment where, you know, your head is saying no, but your gut is saying yes.
Yes. Well, always go with the gut. And I'd like to share a story, if I may.
Yeah.
How the gut gave me what I wanted. From the time I was 8 years old, and this isn't business, this is personal, but the dynamics of it is for business too. I was told by four doctors I could never have children. But from the time I was 8 years old, I knew I was going to have two and adopt one. I just knew it. It's what I wanted. It's what I expected. So every time that the doctors kept telling me that, I'm like, okay. And a lot of them wanted to do this surgery, that surgery, do this. I'm like, no. Well, some of the surgeries I had to get done. But the bottom line is I trusted my intuition. It was an inner knowing that I can honestly say was a gift from God. Because my oldest daughter was born 9 months and 2 days after my wedding day. And my middle daughter was born 4 years later. And my youngest we adopted, and he was 2.5 years old. So what I decided on it when I was 8 years old came true because I learned to listen to my gut, my intuition, my inner knowingness. And my son and my son and my oldest daughter, they both had the same birthmark. And he's from Guatemala. My point is, your intuition is there for a reason. It opens the door. Hey, you're at a meeting and your intuition is screaming, no, 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 go into another direction. But the rest of the team is fighting you. They're resisting you. Step into a place of asking open-ended questions. Because when you ask open-ended questions, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, you're leading then the people on the team to spaces of dialogue that helps to get out of that practical, tactical side. Not completely. You don't want to get rid of it completely. It's necessary. But have them look at things from a different perspective. And as the dialogue continues, the answers that you're seeking begin to emerge. Your body is going to feel better. That intuitive hit is going to calm down. Things are just going to go to a place of Kate feels right. And when the whole team gets to that place, imagine an entire team that is trained in listening to their intuition, no matter how deep they are on the practical side. And by the way, the universe keeps sending me engineers. It's a riot. But teaching the engineers, the financial types, the engineers, the architects, the very detailed focused person, they tend to be the real practical ones. When they tap into that gut place, it's almost like, aha, now I know where to go. So it's a map. It creates the journey. It creates the different steps along the way of the journey to the answer. That is right. And everybody's going to feel, or I'm not going to say everybody, but most folks will feel more comfortable with the direction that you're going. That yellow brick road is going to be golden for everybody. And when you get to that Emerald City, it's a very rich experience when the whole team is like, wow, that felt good.
Yeah. And do you find that, so you're working with the leaders a lot, and some of them may already come with teams. What do you find there in terms of getting your team on board with kind of viewing things in a different way if they're not doing that already?
It depends on the leader of the team. When I had my leadership center specifically, I did a lot of government work. And I owned the Winter Change Leadership Center from 2001 to 2009. And there was a team from a local government agency that kept bringing, the leader kept bringing him to me because he said, I want them to experience your cutting edge training. Cutting edge. I'm cracking up. He kept calling it cutting edge. I'm like, okay. And at that time, I needed to be very careful with the words that I used because a lot of people were, I've often been told I was ahead of my time in doing this kind of training for teams. But ironically, the military is doing research on intuition. You know, a lot of folks now are doing corporate types. They're doing a lot of work with intuition for burnout and all that other good stuff, which is what I do also. So what would end up happening with this specific team is they would come in and the bottom line was setting the stage to have fun. We had a lot of fun because their whole world was very practical and logical because lives were on the line. Equipment was on the line. It was a very big deal. And when we would do the different exercises and the team started to see the different things that were emerging, it gave them a confidence in creating the blueprints, in creating the plans, in creating the just everything, the projects, the templates, the project management in general. They could actually see, well, there's a hole here. We would do an exercise. I'd say, okay, now look at the plan. That's not going to work. And we were able to pull that back. So what it did was it saved time, energy, and money. And at first, like I said, they were a little hesitant. But after the first session, after the first time, we got together once a month for a long time. And it was a lot of fun. And that's what it was. I made it fun.
You know, it's amazing how seldom the word fun comes up in initial conversations with business owners. We have conversations like that all the time. And I have a good friend that says, if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. Yeah. And to go to that level. So I think for that logical brain and as a former engineer, I mean, you'd have fun kind of doing your craft and doing the thing. I mean, parts of that are fun, but as an overall attitude towards the project, towards the team, towards working together, I wouldn't have called it fun.
Understood. Well, a lot of it is energy. Everything is energy.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, this is energy. This book is energy. The stone is energy. The TVs are energy. Energy, energy. Every single thing is energy. When you add a fun energy to something, elevates the vibration of the room that you're in, the people that are in, because energy affects the cells within the body. And, you know, I had an uncle. I love sharing the story. In 1996, I guess, 95, I started studying Reiki. And that was a fluke. It wasn't something I was looking for, by the way. It just sort of landed in my lap. And I went to Miami and I shared it with my uncle, great uncle. He was a radiologist, very left-brained, very accomplished, very much won several world prizes for his studies on breast cancer and on and on and on. And the moment I shared with him about it, he just looked at me, and I'm of Cuban heritage, and he said to me in Spanish, Ana Teresa, my name is Ana Teresa, Ana Teresa. And he started knocking on everything in the house. Esto es energía, esto es energía. This is energy, this is energy, this is energy. He was touching everything, the glass, the piano, the table, everything is energy. And I stood there in awe, watching this little Cuban man running around the house, saying that to me, truly understanding. First of all, I was blown away because I never, ever expected that reaction from him. And when he said that, it opened my eyes to the world to see things very differently. As everything is energy. So the brain is amazing in that what you think about comes about. Your thoughts are energy. So when you are talking about things and you're in a negative streak, if you keep saying it's hard, you're absolutely right. If you keep saying, well, It's a little challenging, but I know that the solution is there. I'm going to seek the solution to this issue because you can't solve problems the way they were created. It just can't do that. It won't work. It'll never work. You've got to step out of the matrix. You got to step on the outside. You got to look at things a little bit differently. That is all energy. And that energy ends up helping you with your relationships, helping you to attract more of what you want and less of what you don't want, all based on the power of your words, all based on the power of your thoughts, because all of that is energy. So when that gut is screaming and you choose to not listen to it, I bet for every person that's listening to this, for every intuitive thing that you ignored, you have lived to regret it.
I love that. And so and I think we could unpack so much of this today and probably do like an entire day workshop just on the subject. We're only scratching the surface. We could definitely do that. And we're only scratching the surface right now for our audience of, business owners and leaders and coaches and all who see themselves as, people who have their world-changing ideas or even just things that impact people in a positive way. What steps, if they're not doing some of this stuff already, like what are some of the first steps that they can start to take to like you say, get out of the matrix and to start to see things in a new way?
Well, the first thing is to get present in the moment, okay? A lot of us, and I know you'll understand, I do believe you'll understand this, we either tend to live in the past or we live in the future. So imagine a bridge, okay? Here's the past, here's the future, here's my head, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going, the energy is going like this, past, future, past, future, past, future. Here I am in the present, the I am. When you live in the past, you're living a life of regret. When you're living in the future, you're living a life of worry. But when you're living in the present, you see things very powerfully and can look at perspectives differently, whatever it is that's in front of you. So being in that present moment, being fully present in the moment is key. And that can be really hard to do. So I do have a free gift for your folks called the Quick Shift Zone. And the Quick Shift helps to connect the brain and the head with the brain and the heart in a way that makes you coherent. And when you're coherent, you are present in the moment. And that allows you to really operate on all cylinders. So again, it's about being very aware. And that's something that a lot of us aren't, is aware of when you're in the past and when you're in the future. And certain behavior styles love to live in the future. Certain behavior styles are so attached to their worry. It's a part of them. It's in their DNA. And to undo that can take a little bit of work, but we can do that. Others who live in the past, they're so attached to the memory, it just keeps going around and around and around. So that memory is actually happening in the present if they keep going back to it. So the goal is to clear out the emotional baggage, find out what those emotions are, and help them clear out those emotions. And literally, they'll sit there and go, "How'd you do that? I feel so much lighter." Well, you should. You've been carrying that since you were two. we let go of that emotion to help you get in that present moment without being triggered to live in the past or live in the future. So the I am is very powerful. However, for some, it can be challenging to get there. You have to really want to change. Wanting to change. Get, as Dr. Joe Dispenza, one of my teachers, says, it's about breaking the habit of being yourself. It's a great book, by the way. Breaking the habit of being yourself. And when you begin to do that, the changes can become spectacular.
Wow, that is super powerful. Now, you mentioned a free gift in there. You want to remind everybody what that is? And we'll make sure we put the links right beneath the video for everyone.
It's the Enter the Quick Shift Zone. It's Quick Shift, 60-second stress relief. And this is a tool that basically saved my life, quite honestly. It's just so simple. You think it's not working, but it really does. And it's about breathing, again, connecting the brain and the head with the brain and the heart. And hormonally, it's reducing the cortisol levels that are created by stress. And it's increasing the DHEA levels. So when you do these deep breathing and visualization techniques, in 60 seconds, you can change what is going on around you. And I practice this morning, noon, and night. I lay in bed before I get out of bed. I quick shift. During the day, I'm quick shifting. And I tell people to the very last page has two bookmarks with the steps, the four steps in there. And just print out a few of those pages and cut them up. Put one of the bookmarks on your bathroom mirror. Put one next to your computer. Put it on the refrigerator. Put it in the car. Put it in your handbag. Everywhere that you can visually see it in the very beginning, specific to keep you in the habit of getting back into the present moment so that you can really be grounded and centered.
That sounds wonderful. Well, for everyone listening in, if you'd like to get that free gift, and I highly recommend that you do, look just beneath this video. All the links are right there. If you're listening to this on a podcast, just pick up your phone and look into the player, and the links are right there as well. Now, we're almost out of time, and before I let you go, and I have all your contact information in the show notes as well, so do reach out to Terry and connect and get her gift and all of that. And so, especially if any of this has resonated for you. But before I let you go, Terry, and while I have you here, I ask this of all my guests, because so much of our journey of being big impact leaders and entrepreneurs is, again, learning to be better versions of ourselves. I know that's certainly been and a lot of that I got from books. And you've mentioned a couple books here already. Do you have a favorite or a must-read book that you could recommend to our audience to go and check out?
Well, this book happened to be on my desk.
Just happened to be there. I love it. No coincidences.
I think this is the book that I meant to share with your audience. I read it in 2000. It is the book that truly led me to open my leadership center, because everything in it resonated with who I am and complements everything I'm talking about. And it's called, it's backwards, but The Corporate Mystic. And it's by Gay Hendricks and his wife, Kay. Well, it's her maiden name, Kay Ledman. I think they're married now. And this book really is about bringing together the practical, tactical, and logical, and the emotional, the energetic, the spiritual, and the intuitive. It really does. And I loved it so much that it was one of those things that I couldn't put it down. And you could see it's all marked up. And the book was written in 1996. And it just meant so, so much about leadership. This is The Corporate Mystic. So true leaders who integrate all of these things, they really are the corporate mystics. And to step into that energy, you walk in a room and you can feel these people because they are grounded, they are centered, they are confident, and they allow their inner wisdom to guide the way. And that specific book really does mean a lot to me.
I love that recommendation for a lot of reasons. First of all, just because a book was written in the mid-90s does not mean that it's not relevant today. In fact, I actually trust books that were written a long time ago more than some of the derivative work that was written in, like, let's see, even just the last few years. And I love Gay Hendricks. The Big Leap was a great book that I really enjoyed. I'm going to go check that out. And I'm really glad that we have that on our must-read list now.
Well, I got to say, I laugh because I want to tell you the price of this book, $1.
$1. You got to love that. And now it's one of your favorites. And, I think the fact that it's sitting there on your desk right now really does speak to that for sure. Well, thank you for that recommendation. We're going to add that to our must-read book list with your name beside it. And thank you very much. So again, you've been wonderful. Thank you for opening our eyes to some of these ideas. And I know we've only scratched the surface and it's definitely a journey. But if we can start to move away from the practical and the logical and the tactical and more into and really tap into the internal guidance that's already there, it's one of my daily daily habits to start my day with that, to let go of the things that I'm trying to manipulate and, you know, again, manifest and, and listen to the internal guidance. So I really appreciate everything that you have said here today, and I hope that our audience is inspired by it as well. Any final words of wisdom, pieces of advice to end this episode by today?
Always trust your heart and intuition. That's the best advice, always.
I think that is great advice and wonderful way to end this episode. Terry, thank you. You are amazing. And to our audience, you are amazing as well. And remember that, you know, on this journey of making a big positive impact in the lives of others and in the world, there's going to be obstacles, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. Remember that there's no obstacle too big to be overcome. You might just be one collaboration away, or book away, or program away, or free gift away from a breakthrough. Go get Terry's gift. Reach out to Terry if this has really resonated with you. Take a step towards your goal today. Just one thing that you've heard us talk about that you're inspired to do. And remember that you're worth it. Your mission is worth it. Keep moving forward, and we'll see you on the next one, everybody. Thank you.